Oh, that's Whitesnake on your Mountain of Rock, Q94, just a fool for your loving. Hey, I'm Gary Lee. For that, we had AC/DC, Shoot the Thrill. More rock and roll's coming at you as we pause for just a moment. Your 7 o'clock hour on the Mountain of Rock, Q94, is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You'll find them off Worley Drive in West Plains. And you know what? It's cookout time. There's nothing better than a big juicy steak cooked out on a Pit Boss grill flavored with cherry hardwood pellets. And Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply has several models to choose from, plus Lodge cast iron skillets, Dutch ovens, and bakeware. Cruise on down to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today. Check it out, man. They're a lot more than just a farm store, okay? And be sure you like their Facebook page. And if you're looking for equipment to rent, you know, you got a project planned over this big three-day weekend, well, they have equipment rentals. Go to HirschEquipment.com. Right now, it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And you'll find the Bayou Resort right off of Fount Road. And with us is Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this beautiful Thursday morning?
I am fantastic. You know, I tell you what, I've got a bottle of Crown. Yeah, it's apple. Yeah, it is apple, green apple flavored, Crown Royal.
That sounds like trouble.
And thank you so much, Jim, for that. So, yeah, it's all good. Oh, it's good stuff for sure. But you know what? This weather, we've had sunshine, we've had warmer temperatures, but cool evenings. Not cold, but just cool evenings. That's kind of maintaining a decent lake temperature. The lake levels, you know, is still really good, I think. But how's the fish bite going?
The fish bite is good. I think the lake level, we're right around 557 and some change, which is, I think, is excellent for this time of year. They've done a really good job keep managing it this spring. It's been awesome. It's creeping up a little bit every day, but that's okay. It's in good shape. And the water temperature, mid-70s to upper 70s, I've heard anywhere from 74 to 78. So, water's warming up, but the bite is on. The bite has been good.
Yeah, it is. And then we're stripers, hybrids, white bass. You know, they're working a little bit on top, early morning, late evening.
Early morning, the topwater bite has been really good out on the points from the coves and creeks and stuff coming in. It's a small window, but guys have been hitting some good topwater stuff with some whopper poppers and spooks, red fins. It's been good early in the morning.
What about the crappie bite?
Crappie bite is still going good.
Are they up on the bank, or what? You know, where they, are they?
They have moved. They pretty much they've moved off the bank now. They've spawned and they've moved back off the bank, and they're on brush piles, but not super deep. Not really deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So guys have been and both live bait's been really good, but jigging with a select few colors of tater bait and a few Bobby Garland colors been working really well this past week. And I've seen limits come through, guys. A nice, good-sized fish, 12, 13, 14 inches.
Ooh, yeah.
Some nice-sized fish.
What about the largemouth, the bass?
Largemouth, the bass, crankbait. Mm-hmm. Crankbait's been working really good. Some guys are still throwing a little jerkbait, but crankbait seems the way to go, and fairly shallow still.
Really? So they're not hitting, fishing the bluffs and ripping them down?
Nope, they've been fairly shallow. I think why is because the lake's up at 557, mm-hmm. and there's some brush that's covered, but it's fairly shallow. Mm-hmm. So they're hanging out in those tall grasses and brush.
You know, it shouldn't be too long before the largemouth start popping up on top and the buzz baits and, you know, the spooks and different, you know, assortment of topwater baits are a little more effective too. I mean, we're not far off from that.
No, with the water temperature the way it is, it's going to happen. If it hasn't started already, I may just not have heard about it. But mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once you start getting the top water with the hybrids and the stripers and the whites blowing up like they've been. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
And, of course, the big old bluegill, the lake perch. I always take some, crappie rigs, same thing. And because you hook into about a 2-pound, pound and a half lake bluegill, hold on, Katie, bar the door. You'll think you've got Moby Dick on,
Yeah, it's, you get a box of red worms and, hey, you can go out and have a blast. And, you got the kiddos down here, grandkids down fishing. They'll just have a blast. I mean, they get onto one of those, and you can just put a bobber on there and put a worm on there, and let the kids have a ball with it. And this is the time of year for it. I mean, they're just biting like crazy. So, and a lot of guys are. We've talked about this before. They'll fish for the bluegill. They'll take the small ones and put them on a trout line or a jug, and the catfish are biting too. So. It works really good.
Yeah, right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Resort Facebook page, I'm always putting pictures up there from fish guys are catching and what's going on, the lake level, the water temperature. And then, of course, always our webpage, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, and it's going to be a busy weekend. Do you got anything, any slots or anything open or
no? No, we're completely full. People are going to start rolling in today, and it's going to be a busy weekend, and I think we're ready for it.
Yeah, and all you boaters.
We're open, and we're good to go.
Yep, boaters, be patient. Get taking in and taking out because it's going to be packed.
Yeah, be patient, be careful, look for other boaters, for the wave runners out there. Just enjoy yourself, but just be patient and watch for other boaters.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next Thursday.
Hey, you have a good, safe holiday, Gary.